I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's dangerous for Christians working in Creative Access Nations. It's no different for Farms International, who's working in 12 different countries, most of which are antagonistic to Christians. President of Farms International Joe Richter says they just got word that another worker was killed. The victim was an evangelist supported by Farms participants. The loan program allows missionaries to go into regions that are close to the gospel. And 5 million Wolof people live in Senegal and Gambia, West Africa. They're predominantly Muslim. Southern Baptist International Mission Board says there's only about 100 known Christians. A village chief, though, is allowing IMB missionaries to teach chronological Bible stories. While they haven't seen any new believers, that could change. The stories have paved the way for the showing of the Jesus film. Pray that their work will begin seeing a harvest. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.